Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in everybody. Time for KER Politics. Been a great week to put together a show. Why is Big Al saying that? Well, Big Al is saying that is because it has been a very, very eventful week. What with the town hall that CNN covered at the beginning of the week, coupled with the town hall that they apparently did with Sleepy Joe, it really, Trump's performance, I have to think, made him look very, very good from what I have read in the press. When they covered Sleepy Joe's town hall, apparently he was not very good. Jim, you want to start out wrapping up about the town halls? I think there were two very important events leading up to the election on the 24th.
Right. So CNN actually went out of their way to try to actually reach out to conservative voters. They held the town hall in New Hampshire as Trump is the leading Republican primary candidate. And in that conversation, Caitlin Collins, who was supposed to be moderating, she wasn't really moderating. She was more like debating Donald Trump and trying to fact check him as she went along. She spent a lot of time on the January 6th events and the 2020 election. In fact, the first 22 minutes. And she appeared to be very aggressive and almost vindictive with a very prepared set of Democratic talking points. So that was a little bit negative, and it made Trump look much more balanced, and his ability to respond to her questions and the audience questions probably gave him a significant advantage for the primary. I think it gave him a very good head start. At the same time, CNN was able to triple their ratings from the 8 o'clock hour that they had really lost to Fox over the last, you know, couple of years because Tucker Carlson's position, but of course Fox fired Tucker Carlson. So CNN played a smart business move. They increased about over 3 million viewers in that time slot, which is unusual, especially for CNN viewers. But I think overall they're being hammered by the left, by Democrats, because they allowed Trump on. And I think that's because Trump did look pretty good.
Trump didn't look pretty good. Trump looked very good, in my opinion. I want to give CNN a compliment also, and that is some of the big shots at CNN came in as kind of, pre-events to the town hall. Wolf Blitzer sticks out in my mind. I don't know very much about Mr. Blitzer other than he did say nothing negative whatsoever about Trump. And I have to say that his body language, and I was very, very cognizant of what was going on when he was talking. His body language, Jimmy, and his tone of voice, everything, in my opinion, really reflected respect on his part for what he called the leading Republican candidate. I give him and CNN credit for doing that.
Well, I give Chris Licht, the chairman, I give him credit for actually taking the risk with his own constituency to go ahead and do this. Where I don't give CNN credit was actually Caitlin Collins. Now, she's been rewarded.
I agree.
She's been given the 8 o'clock hour at NewsHour. That was what Chris Cuomo's former, his show. So she was rewarded for her performance, but I do not think that it actually helped her, nor in the long run do I think it helped CNN, because I think they really did alienate their constituency, and a lot of people are becoming very frustrated with mainstream media. And I can tell you why. After town hall, which was really a debate between Trump and Caitlin Collins, the panel in CNN's their control room to discuss the town hall, Anderson Cooper, a number of the Democrat or the more left progressive ideologues there really hammered Trump and kept saying that he lied. In fact, I think he made a comment there were so many lies that they didn't even have time to talk about them. Byron Donaldson, who's actually a Republican congressman, a black gentleman, he was actually in that group, and he gave a tremendous amount of credit to Trump, and actually stood very firm, very effectively countered many of their arguments. So in the end, I don't think CNN did anything other than help Trump, which, okay, for the average voter, that's a good thing to actually see him in a different light than the media has portrayed him. But for CNN, I think they may have actually stepped on a little bit with their own audience. And it's very interesting, kind of like Fox did with firing Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
They are losing ground rapidly because people just don't trust the corporate media anymore.
Well, they don't. I spent an awful lot of time watching all the news, but I'm very cognizant of where that news is emanating from. And I wanted to ask you and maybe get the opinion of some of our bloggers. I happen to, in terms of, I guess, what we all would call the phony media, for lack of better terms, I guess that's what Donald Trump calls them, but I would have to say...
Yeah, the fake news.
Fake news. I would have to say that Lester Holt seems to be pretty middle of the road and pretty accurate. I make it a point to watch him every day. And I think if we get more people out there like Lester Holt, I think that'll be good for the country, quite frankly. What I have to wonder here, Jimmy, is... I really, for the life of me, I know quite a bit about politics. I know quite a bit about, let me say, I've got some pretty good ideas as to the ins and outs of political campaigns. I'm not really sure what the Democrats can do to save their bacon at this point in time.
Well, I want to go back to your comment about Lester Holt and actually corporate media in general. You know, Lester Holt, he's got a good reputation, and he appears to be a good reporter. And when he speaks, he's eloquent and he does talk about issues. However, it's not what they say, Al. It's not what the media says. It's what they don't say, what they don't report on. And I will tell you, the mainstream media and, of course, the tech companies that control the platforms that much of the information is spread on, what they don't talk about is actually the weaknesses of Biden himself, his cognitive abilities, his mistakes, his gaffes on a daily basis, the ineffectiveness of his administration. They don't talk about those things, and they do shape the message very much in favor of Democrats and progressive ideology.
Okay.
And that's the problem right now. And you're right. Your point is a good one. How can the Democrats make it with Joe Biden as president based on performance and so many negative performance in so many ways? The reason why is because what they don't say, what the media will not talk to you about.
All right. All right, I mean, I'll buy that, but I still don't think there's any reason in the world, any plausible reason in the world that other than maybe hanky panky that maybe Biden can win in 2024. I just don't see it. I watch him very closely on every time he's on the news, whether it's CNN, whether it's Fox. I want to get a balanced opinion, so I watch them all. He does not look good. And I think whoever is pushing him to try and regain the presidency after 24 is doing the man a major, major disservice. The longer they let him go, in my opinion, the longer history is not going to be able to show him as a winner in the political circles. Jimmy, wrap it up. We got 30 seconds.
Yeah, so I agree with you, and I think we got to roll into the next segment, talk a little bit about why, you know, what the impacts are, why they're trying to protect him, and what the Democratic Party will likely do, because I think it's really important to understand why the politics are the way they are in order to make good decisions in the future.
You bet. That'll cut it. We'll be right back, you guys.